Todd, how are you, man? What's going on?
I'm great. Just kicking back after playing our last Knotfest. After we did the three, obviously, and yeah, it's been really good.
How was it playing with Pantera as well?
Amazing. We did a few shows with them last year in the States, and so Adelaide sort of felt like that again. And then the festival days have been awesome. We didn't stick around yesterday. A lot of the bands sort of played and flew and up here. But I stayed all day in Melbourne. It was awesome. Amazing crowd, like awesome vibe. Yeah,
man.
The Adelaide show was sick. You know, it was pretty packed sort of entertainment center there. And
I did see a bit of footage, and it looked just fucking crazy. Yeah, man, get into it. Allens, give me a sponsorship.
There's a bowl of lollies on the table.
Yeah, see, look, I'll show everybody. So, Allens, message me. They won't.
Do it.
You would have been the first to see Pantera over there, right? When you hit the road with them?
Well, yeah, no. Well, they had been doing shows. So they started out in like South America 2022. They did a few of those festivals. And then they did the Metallica tour, but did shows around that.
Okay.
And so we're actually on Phil's label, Housecore Records,
yes,
in the States. And so what he ended up doing was, it was Pantera, Lamb of God, and then he'd get bands off of his label to play like, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 shows with them and just sort of give the new blood a bit of a go, you know. It was awesome.
He seems to be really good with that, like supporting bands
amazing.
From all over the place and, yep, you know, underground. He's big on the underground stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Loves it. And he's like a walking encyclopedia of music. He's he's great. Just knows his stuff. Knows all this underground Aussie stuff. Loves Portal, like Brizzy's Own.
Yes.
Loves like Cauldron Black Ram from Adelaide. You know, all that sort of dark stuff, but yep, also, yeah, like just, you know, a couple of the other housecore bands that played, like Childbite, Nest, Spirit in the Room, Snafu.
Yep.
All those bands had a crack over there, and yeah, all very different. Yeah, but really cool, and all cool people.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And what about the other bands on the bill? Who have you been hanging out or been wanting to see or that you've seen?
Oh, Knotfest?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, the other day I actually had to have a bit of a lie down in Melbourne. I was a bit tired there through the day, but I've caught Skindred a couple of times because they're awesome. I caught Lamb of God in Melbourne, obviously Pantera in Melbourne. A little bit of Disturbed in Melbourne. Saw a bit of Speed yesterday. Saw Thy Art in Melbourne. I'm just looking at the poster now.
Yeah.
Brand of Sacrifice, they play right after us, so I haven't got to watch a whole set, but I've been sort of, you know, peeking over as I'm packing up, so they've been really cool. Most of the acts, to be honest, I've seen. It's sort of through the middle of the day there where I'm missing a few things, having a bit of food and
you got to do it, yeah,
bit of downtime, but it's been great. It's a good lineup, and I love the two stages thing, where it's just you can stand in the one spot all day and watch everything.
That's it.
That's pretty cool.
Not have to run.
Walk, yeah. Clashes, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, that's really cool.
And, of course, you've been King Parroting.
Yep.
And you've been recording. I've been seeing some recording stuff going on.
Yeah, we've been writing. So, we're recording all our demos and stuff too. So that's been really good. Just writing stuff. Got a new album in the pipeline, so
yeah
hoping to have, we've got most of it finalized. We've actually played a couple of new songs on this little run, the opening song, and then one through the middle was another newie. So yeah,
how's that been going live with the other stuff?
Good. It's a bit weird. Everyone was open to it, which is really cool. I've sort of been pushing the point as we've been writing this, like we should throw songs in the live set. And so we did one at the end of last year, a different one from what we've been playing this week.
Yeah, well.
And that was really cool. And it just, I don't know, you just get the feel for the song more, I find, like when you chuck it live.
Do you find it changes though? You know, you sort of write it, yeah, and you go out there and you play it and you go, oh, this is way different, or it's faster and it needs to be recorded that way. Has that happened?
That's why we want to do a few of them live. And I reckon they've gone over really well. We actually opened with one, which is probably going to be the opener of the album.
Yeah, nice.
And so that was sort of odd because, you know, no one knows you. You sort of open with a song that everyone knows, but I think that eventually everyone will know that song because it's a cracker.
What's it called?
Get What You're Given.
Yeah, nice.
And then we have another one called Fuck You and the Horse You Rode In On. And we played that mid-set and that went over pretty good too. Had a circle pit, so obviously you can move to it.
you're getting the reaction right there and then, aren't you?
Well, yeah, that's it. You know? Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty happy with all the stuff we've written, so...
Sick, man. That's really good.
So far, yeah. Yeah, it's great. Hey,
oh, look who showed up. We've got the rest of the team's here.
Back.
Yeah. That's all right. But you're starting a new pod. You're doing a pod.
I am, yeah, yeah. I'm only just starting in the early stages, so I'm just recording, but it's so I had this, like, I've got a degenerated disc in my back. Obviously, it's just over time, it's just a thing that happens.
Yeah.
So I haven't like lifted anything wrong or done anything or bulged anything, but it was causing a lot of grief. And then eventually it started spasming. And so I got like MRIs and got a specialist referral and then did like this whole rehab course, the functional movement course. And after that, it's like really worked. Like my back feels great because I was starting to have trouble, not so much playing, but like after a set, it was really hard to move and my back might go into spasms and stuff. But yeah, as a whole, I guess, a journey, as the word is, to obviously continue doing everything I do and then like rehab my back and make it better. And it's really worked. And I just got to talking to other drummer mates about like injuries and how you recover and like, even if it's not fully drum related, like what if you're do something and you can't play for a while, how do you recover to play again and play like you were? And I was just like, shit, I should just start recording these conversations. So that was the idea for a podcast.
Who have you had so far?
So far, I did one with myself because I just figured I'd do like a longer version of what I just told you.
Yep.
Dave Haley was my first guest.
Nice.
Because as soon as I thought of it, I was like, Dave, I'm good mates with Dave. Yes. And I've had a lot of conversations with him, not just about drumming, but all the stuff. Like, he's the reason I got into running for a while. I don't run as much because of my back. I'm more into cycling now. But and then I've also had DT from Obituary on.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, so that was cool. And hopefully I'm going to do a couple here today.
Yeah, nice.
Just a couple of guys I know that I've asked and they're keen. So I'll be the guy asking the questions.
So you're putting me in the hot seat. Have you got a name for it?
Yeah, it's called the Drum Well Podcast.
Yeah.
I haven't released any episodes yet. I just sort of thought I'd batch record a bunch and then start releasing them.
Yeah, cool.
And I'm thinking, because I got a lot on, man. So I was originally like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to smash it out one a week. And then I was like, man, that's like 52 a year. That's a lot considering I got a day job, a bloody two bands, other things that I'm doing, little side things I'm doing. Yeah, yeah.
Cram it all in, dude.
I'm cramming it.
Cramming it.
But I thought I'll do one a month. That'll be way easier to start with. And then if it picks up, I'll do more.
That's it. That's a good thing to do on the road, especially if you're touring with, all these legends and,
and stuff like
that. So
it's
something I know a lot of drummers will want to hear that stuff.
I actually mentioned it to the King Parrot guys when it was just an idea in my head, and they're like, I mean, I'd actually listen to that. I'm not so much a drum guy, but I'd listen to that. That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, unreal.
Yeah, yeah. It's been well received. I haven't really talked much about it. I just thought I'd batch record a bunch of shit and just release it and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, we'll share it.
Yeah, ultimately, I'm just doing it because I'm interested in it. And I thought if I record it, other people can hear it too.
And I think people are going to dig it, man. I think people are really going to gravitate towards it.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. I mean, either way, like, I'm doing it for me. And if people like it, that's the same with music for me. Do it for me. And if people like it, that's awesome. Because then we can all share in something, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah. And learn and stuff. And you're back. Are you back in Brizzy now?
Yeah. I always live in Brizzy. Yeah.
But I mean, like, between now and our show with Black Reno. Just going to throw that in there.
Yeah, yeah, we do have a show with my other band, FUC.
Yeah, Forest Under Construction.
Forest Under Construction, yeah. Or Fuck for short.
Yeah, you can say fuck on. No one cares.
I figured. People swear. I've said a few swear words, and you didn't sort of say anything. So I just
we just roll with it. We just realize that, you know,
people swear.
No one cares. This is Australia.
Yeah, that's it.
No one cares. But that's gonna be a good one. Sick.
I don't have any other shows at this stage, but I will be going down to do some more writing and probably recording. So
yeah, man.
Yeah. So yeah, it's gonna be great.
Is there a release date for that? Or
for
a
King
name?
Parrot?
Yeah.
The name will be Get What You're Given.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Same as the opening song of our set this past week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Very exciting stuff. And, you know, apart from that, are you doing more recording with Fuck?
We've actually been writing a few songs too. We put out an EP last year. Mm-hmm. And, but I mean, we've had that. We recorded that like 2 years before that. So it took us a little while. But, yeah, we're going to do maybe just a few songs. Put that out as like a sort of a single, short EP maybe. I don't know, whatever. That's what bands do now, right?
EPs are the thing. So
yeah, it's just because everyone streams everything now anyway. Yeah. So it's sort of, you know, I still love an album. I'm an album guy, but that's just my generation, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, I like an album too, but I guess one thing I'm noticing a lot of bands are doing, they're splitting. They're getting an album and they'll have like EP and EP, and then they'll put them all together.
Right. You know what I mean? Okay. So
that's what we're gonna do.
Yep.
So
yep.
But
awesome.
It's an idea. But yeah. So apart from that, what else is exciting new coming up for you that we can look forward to in the future?
Oh, goodness. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, we're just album, play it by ear, I suppose. Yep. Yeah. Just music stuff. My podcast.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, we'll have all the links when this goes up too. When's the first episode up?
I'm looking to release the first one April 6th, and that's just the one with me. I haven't really thought too much about stuff. Like I've sort of set a few levels. I don't know how it's going to, I'm just having a crack, you know?
Yeah, man.
So, that'll be the first one. And then I'll just probably put them out on the 6th of every month, I suppose.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
But, brother, thanks for coming over here from the tents.
Yes.
Coming and hanging out, you know, and, mate, it's always been, this is the first time having you on.
I've been following this podcast. You've been doing this for what? Over a decade.
Right? 11 years
11
now.
11 years, yep.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that.
Been following it. So.
Yeah, thanks, man.
It's cool to actually be on it.
Hey, man, I've been wanting to have you on for ages, but it's just, you know.
Oh, but I know you, and it's just like, hey, man, can I come on your podcast?
Yeah. Dude, that's all you could do. If you wanted to say, you'd just say, Nev, oi, let's have a chat. Let's do it straight up.
Well, we've made it happen at Knotfest.
At Knotfest. And, it's going to be cool. We're going to have all the links down here and on the website up here somewhere. We'll see you guys soon.
Ripper.